Now, this may be a little bit more than 2 minutes, but it really is worth a listen. Because my rabbi in Yeshiva, when I became a rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo Riskin, talked about often the idea of the four children as four generations. And he got this from one of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbes, Rabbi Joseph Isaac Schneerson, who talked as follows about the four children. And this is a quote. That they represent the four generations of the American experience. The wise child represents the European roots, the generation of the grandparents who came to America with beard and earlocks, dressed in shtreimel and kapota, steeped in piety with a love for learning and profound knowledge of the Jewish tradition. Their progeny, the wicked child, brought up within the American melting pot, rejected his parents' customs and ways of thought. He thought of himself as being in a new country with new ways of thinking and acting. To him, the parents were terribly old-fashioned and a bit foolish for not immediately adopting the new ways, which seemed more easygoing and profitable. Turning his back on the glories of the Jewish tradition, this child often became successful in business, but was cynical in his outlook. The third generation, the simple child, is confused. He watched his father, his grandfather, making Kiddush on Friday night, and his father standing by silently, perhaps resentfully, impatient to prepare for business on Saturday morning. The memory of his grandfather, though strong at one time, is fading, and so the confused, simple child can only ask, Mazot, caught as he is in the conflict between his grandfather and his father. The fourth generation, the child who does not know how to ask, offspring of the simple child, is the greatest tragedy of all. He was born after his great-grandparents had died. He knows only his totally assimilated grandfather, the Rasha, and his religiously confused father. He does not even know how to ask questions. This is our mute American generation, the generation of the child who thought it was someone's birthday when she saw her great-grandmother lighting the festival candles. The only time this child had seen candles being lit was on birthdays. She did not even know how to ask. We are now being challenged to open our great heritage to this generation, which lost it without ever knowing what it had possessed. There is also a fifth generation, which is merely hinted at in the Haggadah. This generation is so far removed from Judaism that it does not even know it is Passover. No matter what we say about the wicked child, at least he is at the Seder. The one who does not know how to ask somehow stumbled upon a Seder, even if he finds it rather incomprehensible. But that fifth generation in America is not here at all. When we open the door for Elijah the prophet, we must hold the door open for every Jew who has not yet come in. And then perhaps not only the fifth generation, but the prophet Elijah too will come in to restore the hearts of the children to the parents and hearts of the parents to the children. And only when the door is held wide open, only when we learn to speak to those fifth generation children, only when we restore all of them to their lost heritage, shall we be privileged to usher in complete redemption. So I hope you enjoyed that interesting snippet and thought. Much to reflect on, even though it, of course, is talking historically about America, I always found that there's plenty to reflect upon listening to that idea.